Green Bay. ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Jury selection underway in the trial of the man accused of trying to kill Donald Trump on his golf course last year.
It was a rocky start to jury selection, with Ryan Ruth opting to defend himself in court, despite lacking any legal experience or education. The judge overseeing the case barred Ruth from asking the jury many of his proposed questions, including their stance on Palestine, Trump's proposed acquisition of Greenland, and what they would do if they were driving and saw a turtle in the middle of the road, a question he suggested could speak to their character and mindset. Judge Eileen Cannon lost patience with the tactics at times, and Monday concluded with no jurors being seated for the trial. From Fort Pierce, Florida, Peter Haralambos, ABC News.
A California man is accused of murdering two men he met through an unnamed dating app and trying to kill a third in what prosecutors call inexplicable and predatory acts of violence. 34-year-old Rockham Powell of Englewood has been charged with two counts of murder for the deaths of the men prosecutors say he met in 2021 and 2023. This is ABC News. A new foothold for one of the country's biggest sporting goods retailers. ABC's Brian Clark.
Dick's Sporting Goods has completed buying Foot Locker. The Pittsburgh-based chain is spending $2.4 billion on the purchase and says it plans to continue operating Foot Locker as standalone locations. Dick says across all of its businesses, it will have more than 3,200 locations across 20 countries. Dick's named a former Nike executive the president of Foot Locker North America. Brian Clark, ABC News.
A 13-year-old in Washington State was arrested on unspecific charges after authorities say they were alerted that the teen, described as having an ideation with school shooters, was making threats to kill and had access to weapons. Officers later uncovering a large quantity of secure and unsecure firearms inside the family home during a search. The Nasdaq closed on a record high today as investors are buoyed by the promise of this week's CPI inflation report due out Thursday. Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. After the chilly temperatures as of late, warmer readings are on the way this week. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky, a low in the low 50s. For tomorrow, increasing clouds, highs in the mid-70s. A chance of showers and storms tomorrow night and Wednesday. Currently at 64 degrees.
Baby, love me, yes, yes, she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show me tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, cherry.
She got the way to prove me. She got the way to prove me,
cherry. Catch up on
not against memories, but you don't need them to appreciate the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW.
Oh! Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
you just need help, girl. Well, you think you're gonna find yourself a little piece of paradise, but it ain't happened yet. So, girl, you better think twice. Don't you see, no matter what you do, you'll never run away from here. And if you keep on running, you'll have to pay the price.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 FM WGBW. Welcome into the evening. Chris Morrow with more timeless hits on the way. Stay close for some of the great ones. The Beatles, Simon and Garfunkel, and more after this.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Send me down. feel happy inside. It's such a feeling that my love,
our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge. We're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
Oh yeah, I'm all over the place. Clown. get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, it feels so groovy to say. I dig the mamas and the papas at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got a good thing going when the words don't get in the way. And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the wall. Yeah. Donovan, Kendovan, the gym, chipped out way. Could really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean.
You came into my heart.
Baby, baby.
giving notice to the world that Green Bay knows the good stuff. 97.9 WGBW.
See that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe
Green Bay's new home for local news and now timeless hits. It's 97.9 WGBW. Hey, I'm Chris Morrow. We've got more on the way in just a bit. Also, don't forget Dan Marcus in the morning, 6 to 9. Community interviews, great songs, and the stories behind your favorites on 97.9 WGBW.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
wheel spin and wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheels all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Would you mind the reflecting sign? Just let it shine within your mind and show.
Oh, your sights to rest my eyes in shades of green under dreaming spires to Ichiku Park. That's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get up, meet the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about. Be nice and have fun and listen. Tell you what I'll do.
What will you
do? I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be?
Why go to learn the words of who?
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
But why the tears there?
I'll tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about. Be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. 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 It's all too beautiful.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Jury selection underway in the trial of the man accused of trying to kill Donald Trump on his golf course last year.
It was a rocky start to jury selection, with Ryan Ruth opting to defend himself in court, despite lacking any legal experience or education. The judge overseeing the case barred Ruth from asking the jury many of his proposed questions, including their stance on Palestine, Trump's proposed acquisition of Greenland, and what they would do if they were driving and saw a turtle in the middle of the road, a question he suggested could speak to their character and mindset. Judge Eileen Cannon lost patience with the tactics at times, and Monday concluded with no jurors being seated for the trial. From Fort Pierce, Florida, Peter Haralambos, ABC News.
A California man is accused of murdering two men he met through an unnamed dating app and trying to kill a third in what prosecutors call inexplicable and predatory acts of violence. 34-year-old Rockham Powell of Englewood has been charged with two counts of murder for the deaths of the men prosecutors say he met in 2021 and 2023. This is ABC News. A new foothold for one of the country's biggest sporting goods retailers, ABC's Brian Clark.
Dick's Sporting Goods has completed buying Foot Locker. The Pittsburgh-based chain is spending $2.4 billion on the purchase and says it plans to continue operating Foot Locker as standalone locations. Dick says across all of its businesses, it will have more than 3,200 locations across 20 countries. Dick's named a former Nike executive the president of Foot Locker North America. Brian Clark, ABC News.
A 13-year-old in Washington State was arrested on unspecific charges after authorities say they were alerted that the teen, described as having an ideation with school shooters, was making threats to kill and had access to weapons. Officers later uncovering a large quantity of secure and unsecure firearms inside the family home during a search. The Nasdaq closed on a record high today as investors are buoyed by the promise of this week's CPI inflation report due out Thursday. Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. After the chilly temperatures as of late, warmer readings are on the way this week. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky, a low in the low 50s. For tomorrow, increasing clouds, highs in the mid-70s. A chance of showers and storms tomorrow night and Wednesday. It's 60 right now. WGBW.